Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakfast on Money FM 89.3. Welcome to Mind Your Business on this eve of Earth Day.
Yes, it's all about the environment, and in focus is plastic pollution. So that remains a global environmental problem, Lynn. And this contributes to climate change, of course, and poses a risk to society, the economy, and the health of the population.
But despite efforts to address this crisis through a circular economy, gaps in financing and action remain, particularly in emerging markets.
And there is a new tool
that
can actually help with this and bridge this gap. It's from the Circulate Initiative, a non-profit organization dedicated to solving the ocean plastic pollution challenge in emerging markets. And they've released the world's first plastics circularity investment tracker.
This groundbreaking tool leverages deal-level information on private investments in emerging markets from 2018 to 2022. And it provides unique insights on the scale of investments into plastics circularity and the type of solutions and regions receiving funding. To talk more about the tool, we have Umesh Madhavan, Research Director, the Circular Initiative. Welcome to the show, Umesh.
Morning, Lindley. Morning, Ryan. Good to be here today.
Hey. And joining the interview is Alan Martin, Chief Impact Officer of Circulate Capital. And that is a Singapore-based investment management firm dedicated to financing innovations and companies that scale solutions to the plastic waste and climate change crises. So she's going to be sharing some of the knowledge around what's being faced by investors and also how to use the tracker to address this issue. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Umesh, let's start with you. How did the idea of the Plastics Circularity Investment Tracker come about, and what are the objectives of having this tracker?
Sure. So as we were looking at the biggest issues impacting plastic circularity, we realized that there is a huge financing gap that exists in tackling plastic pollution. So the investment of private capital is critically needed to bridge this gap, and investors are hesitant. So why exactly are investors hesitant? Because they lack consistent and reliable information on investments. They don't have that track record of deals, so they fail to recognize the size of the opportunity in the plastic circular economy. So in that context, we at the Circulate Initiative launched the Plastic Circularity Investment Tracker. So we thought the goal would be that we can address that knowledge gap. We consolidate information, analyze and report on what is the capital flows is happening in investments in terms of plastic circularity across emerging markets. So we launched the tracker for 135 emerging economies globally. Data is available for 38 countries in Asia, Africa, Europe and Latin America. So with this new tool in place, we are really excited and we hope to enable strategic decision making. We hope to act as a catalyst for mobilizing further capital flows and fill that financing gap in the plastic circular economy.
Yeah, Umesh, I could spend on that, right? Talk about the data they can read from a tracker. What can we use from that tracker in terms of data, and how do we apply it? What can we get in terms of the information where perhaps in terms of how regions are dominating the plastics circularity financing in parts of the emerging markets?
Sure, right. So the investors can get a better understanding of the plastic circularity market trends. They can compare regions, they can compare countries. They can gain insights into different areas of investment, such as by region, by country, by different solution types as well. So as you think of what is driving a circular economy for plastics, you can think of end-of-pipe solutions such as recycling. You can think of midstream solutions such as refill and reuse. Or you can think of what we see increasingly, which is bioplastics or bio-based solutions. So within the tracker, one of the key findings was that Asia received majority of that capital, 3.5 billion of the over 4 billion that we tracked. That's equivalent to about 87% of the total funding. Within the regions, within Asia, that is specifically, Southeast Asia attracted the largest amount of private capital, followed by East Asia and South Asia. So the significant investment into Asia could be partly due to the growing awareness of investment opportunities in the region. It could also be because as investors look at the region where the plastic pollution challenge is severe or the most significant, and investment is most required, they identify Asia as an area where they should target. So Asia, as I mentioned, is one of the key areas where we've noticed significant capital flows already taking place, though even that is insignificant in compared to what is really required.
I'd like to bring Ellen into the conversation at this point. Ellen, from an investment management perspective, what challenges do investors typically face in, you know, evaluating opportunities in the plastic circular economy?
Thanks. Well, certainly what Umesh has said is so true. For us, when Circulate Capital established the world's first investment fund explicitly dedicated to combating the ocean plastic challenge in Asia, that was 2019, and there was no data, really, to have information about track record, where investments had been taking place, who was investing at what scale, and what sort of returns are coming back, and we had to do the groundwork ourselves. Mm-hmm. So when we think about other investors as well, they can't really do that work. It's quite hard and time-consuming, and having something like this tracker would have made our work so much easier.
Yeah, Ellen, give us an idea. How much harder it was before this tracker was around?
Well, so it's a chicken and egg problem, right, for investors like us. On the one hand, we aren't investing. Previous investors may not have been investing because they don't see the track record and previous returns coming through. They don't have the experience of investing in the region on these solutions, and so they don't really know how to evaluate the risk. Mm. And so that's kind of one of the big challenges. And for us, you know, we had an impact mandate to really focus on the plastic solution challenge with solutions. So we had to go with that and the groundwork to actually understand in each of the markets where we're investing what the pipeline looks like, what potential deals could look like, and learn through experience.
Right. We're in conversation with Ellen Martin. She is the Chief Impact Officer of Circulate Capital, as was Umesh Madhavan. He is the Research Director for the Circulate Initiative. Now, Umesh, I want to get your thoughts on this. You've got the investment tracker, and based on that, about $850 million was invested annually in the plastic security solutions across emerging economies. That is significantly lower than the estimated $27.5 billion a year that's needed to fund basic waste management infrastructure in these markets. So I'm just curious, why is there such a huge financing gap here? And how much of it is actually due to lack of data? How much of it is due to the ROI?
Sure. So, Ryan, the disparity between what is needed to bring a plastic circular economy to life or even build basic waste management infrastructure to adequately manage and recycle waste and the amount currently invested, as you rightly pointed out, in emerging markets, that gap is really huge. And it really reinforces the need for investors to step up to, their scale of funding. But why are investors sitting on the sidelines? Because they just don't have access to the information. They really don't know that there are tools which are available to assess these opportunities. So you have a gap where there's a failure in connecting capital and the enterprises which are actually offering these solutions. So our work is to facilitate access to that reliable, consistent data on capital flows, and that of Circulate Capital, which Ellen mentioned earlier about investing in companies across the whole plastics value chain that are generating either economic benefits, social benefits, environmental value, ideally all of them, to help demonstrate that the investment opportunity, there is an investment opportunity for plastic circularity. Now, on the question of IRR, obviously, when you think of investors, obviously, they're looking at solutions which actually generate profitability. And when you're thinking of early stage investments as well, they start thinking about exit plan. However, you have to remember that plastics waste management or plastic circularity is an area where there will be some services, some solutions which will never be profitable. A lot of times these solutions, especially in emerging markets, have come up because people see a local problem. They have a desire to tackle that problem. And oftentimes these organizations are social enterprises. So beyond the IRR, there's always a need for grants or patient capital or long-term capital, non-return seeking capital, to ensure that some of these solutions, which may never have been thought of as being a scalable solution, which may never have been thought of being a solution which can tackle the problem locally, still generates that funding which is needed for them to continue to sustain and tackle the problem, even if it be at a very local scale.
Umesh, you were talking about this. These solutions, some may not be profitable, some may not be scalable, but 88% of investments, or about $3.6 billion, were allocated to downstream solutions such as recycling and recovery. And then upstream innovations only received a mere $473 million. Can you comment on this disproportionate distribution of capital across the plastics value chain?
Absolutely. This is one of the key findings, and this is exactly the kind of insight we hope to throw light on when we launch the investment tracker. For the investors, they better understand what is happening after plastics becomes waste or at the end of the pipe. That sector is one where they have tried and tested practices and business models already existing. So for investors, it is sort of seen as a safe zone because they understand this space. They feel that once they put their capital in this space, the likelihood that they'll return the money would return and they can make a profitable exit is higher. I mean, you're thinking about more novel solutions, early stage solutions. There's obviously a hesitancy simply because of the fact that these are really new to the market. They are early stage solutions. Their profitability has not been proven. Now, while we recognize that continued investment in plastic waste management is necessary. This is necessary to prevent further leakage into the environment. We're also calling for the need for a more equitable distribution of funding to reduction and avoidance of plastics to achieve systems change. Essentially, you're closing the tap rather than managing plastic after it becomes waste.
Alan, I'm just curious how you've been using the investment tracker. So using the data so far you've been getting, where have you been seeing these opportunities emerge? And I guess they will help demonstrate some of the insights that can be applied if you're an investment manager.
Sure. There are a couple of ways that we're doing this. So as Chief Impact Officer, I get to make sure that our investment portfolio is aligning with our definitions of impact, which include co-investment and our ability to catalyze additional investment coming in. So if we can use the tracker to understand our progress, to see how much additional capital is coming in to the specific markets we're investing in, the specific business models that we're investing in, that is the definition of success for us. It also helps to educate other investors about the space. And so as Umesh is saying, you know, if we are working with more risk-tolerant investors, they're going to see those financing gaps in areas like those more innovative business models and go after them as opportunities where others aren't investing. And then for those who are less, you know, more risk averse and a little bit more conservative, you know, you have now an ability to say, okay, I know that there is investment coming in already and I'm not going to be the first one in, and this feels like a good vote of confidence. So that's really key. And, you know, yesterday the NUS launched the Sustainable and Green Finance Institute. I heard Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong speak about the importance of 3Ds, data, definitions, and disclosure. And I see this kind of investment tracking is really critical to helping us identify and see maturity of this important sector within the overall sustainable finance sector.
Thank you very much both for your time and insights. We've been talking about the Plastics Circularity Investment Tracker with Umesh Madhavan, Research Director, the Circulate Initiative, and Alan Martin, Chief Impact Officer of Circulate Capital.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.